the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. We meet in the name of Jesus Christ, who died and was raised to the glory of God the Father. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and also with you. Well, let me welcome you to this special Wednesday communion service in tribute and thanksgiving for His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. We're going to take some time today to commune with our God, but also to remember the life of His Royal Highness and give thanks for that. As you may be aware, we are returning to our church buildings this coming Sunday on the 18th, and there will be a 9 a.m. service at St Nicholas's and 11 a.m. at St Thomas's here in Bibury Lane. In addition to that, next Wednesday we'll return to our Wednesday morning communion services being at 9:30 here at St Thomas's, and they will all be here every Wednesday. We of course will continue to stream our services. We're going to trial a stream from St Nicholas's on Sunday at 9 a.m. Unfortunately, we don't have the technology here in St Thomas's to stream, so we will record this service, and the Sunday service for St Thomas's will be streamed at 4 p.m. In addition, the Wednesday communion service will be streamed at 10 a.m. on Thursdays. Now, if that's all very confusing, all that information will be in the news sheet this week and on our website, so just go to there. But of course, what we're really here to do today is to remember what Jesus did for us, and also to celebrate the life of His Royal Highness. But before we begin, a moment of silence. Almighty God, you judge us with infinite mercy and justice and love, and you love everything you have made. In your mercy, turn the darkness of death into the dawn of new life, and the sorrow of parting into the joy of heaven. Through our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we say our prayer of preparation together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. God has shone into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of His glory in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels to show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us. So we pause for a moment and reflect on our own lives and the areas where we need to come before our God. So, as we acknowledge our own human frailty, We call to mind the sins of word and deed and omission, and confess them before God our Father, as we say together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we worship together using the words of the glory. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And now we pause to bring thanks to our God before I pray the collect, the prayer of the week. A moment of silence for you to say your own prayer of thanks. Almighty Father, you have given your only Son to die for our sins and to rise again for our justification. Grant us so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve you in pureness of living and truth, through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our readings are taken from this Sunday and the lectionary. So we start with Acts 4, starting at verse 32. All the believers were in one heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's grace was so powerfully at work in them that there was no needy person among them. For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them and brought the money from the sale and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be. We're using the last Sunday's reading because of this communion service being in remembrance of His Royal Highness. If you have been following along with our Discipleship Explored series during Lent, and we have one more of those to go next week, then you can find last Sunday's service and sermon about Discipleship Explored on our website. But for now, we sing a song, a hymn, Eternal Father, strong to serve. the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Reading from John chapter 20, starting at verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. This last Sunday, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, reflected on those readings that we've just heard, and also on His Royal Highness. And we're now going to listen to that short sermon.
Come, Holy Spirit, and fill our hearts with hope and delight in your resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
For the royal family, as for every other, no words can reach into the depth of sorrow that goes into bereavement. We all know that it is not simply a factor of age or familiarity. It is not obliterated by the reality of a very long life remarkably led. Nor is the predictability of death's arrival a softening of the blow. Loss is loss. For each person, it is felt individually and reaches into the heart variously. We cannot ever know how others feel, nor do two people feel the same. It is simply loss. Some bear it apparently easily, for others it is crushing. We cannot judge anything from that, either about the depth of affection that existed or the reality of grief that is experienced. We cannot judge. We must not say we know. We can only pray and affirm. Yet it is in walking with Jesus Christ that there is light rather than darkness. It is often a seemingly fitful light for those caught up in sorrow, but it shines, and it grows, and it brightens, and it beckons, and it calls us to hope rather than to despair. That hope is not based on vain myths and legends, but on the reality of the resurrection. In Christ, We see that in death we are but separated for a while, borrowed but for an instant. And it is in faith that we find the light that is not an illusion, but that is the deepest and most reliable of realities. For it is God who creates, God who calls, and God who sends. For His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh, there was a willingness, a remarkable willingness, to take the hand he was dealt in life and straightforwardly to follow its call, to search its meaning, to go out and on as sent, to inquire and think, to trust and to pray. In these chapters, these last two chapters of John's Gospel, Jesus appears. He breathes the Holy Spirit and he gives authority that can come only from God, the authority to forgive and to withhold forgiveness. This new creation, which is the resurrection and all that follows, this new creation changes everything. It is the new creation that has in it the restoration of the face of God to spiritual eyes, and that brings spiritual sight to eyes that cannot see spiritually. The disciples see. You notice in the gospel reading that word keeps coming. The disciples see. Thomas demands sight, and consequently they all believe. We, all of us today, are called to believe without physical sight. And so we find that the reality of Christ in our lives is, as Jesus promised, a blessing in times of darkness and grief, when physical sight is taken from our eyes of the one we loved. It is this new creation that breathes life and peace. Life and peace do not always seem to travel together. Yet they are here together in the words of Jesus. It is this new creation that sets a new pattern of meaning for the world. One that includes forgiveness, inspires creativity, generates energy, and makes for a new pattern of life in which order and the meeting of each person's need are to become normal, as we heard in the reading from the Acts of the Apostles. That community of Acts chapter 4 is the Holy Spirit-filled development of the Israel of the Exodus. But it is more than that. For this is a community without limits, without boundaries. And it reveals God to the whole world, as they would have said then, the world of the Gentiles as well. A God of open arms and infinite holiness. It is this new creation that inspires. And where we find lives that have prophetic aspects of foreseeing and practical applications of inspiring, as with Prince Philip, we see signs of this new creation of the Spirit of God. We should not exaggerate. The Duke would have been the first to harumph strongly at over-spiritualization of the world he found, let alone of himself. The figures of the resurrection are fallible and normal. In our reading, the disciples rejoice because until then they had not believed. Thomas is pragmatic and down-to-earth, cynical even, from the first chapter of John's Gospel till this one. In the Acts, the idyllic community of Acts chapter 4, turns out to have those within it who grumble and those who cheat. The reality of our life in this world is of old and new together, of strengths and weaknesses. We should not become hyper-spiritual or idealistic. But when death comes, we bear each other up, as did those first Christians. We trust the risen Christ, as did the disciples, because all has changed with the new creation. When death comes, there is another sort of change. There is deep loss and profound sorrow, but there is neither eternal separation nor darkness forever. There is instead surprise and joy, as in John, and all needs met, foreseen, as in the Acts, and rest and new creation, as foreshadowed in Christ himself. Our lives are not completed before death, but their eternity is prepared. So we can indeed pray that the Duke of Edinburgh may rest in peace and rise in glory. We may pray for comfort. We may pray and offer love for all who find that a great life leaves a very great gap. For the royal family and the millions who have themselves suffered loss, we can know that the presence of Christ will bring peace, and the light of Christ will shine strongly. And it is that in that light that we can strengthen one another with eternal hope. Amen.
Welcome back from your short trip to Canterbury. And now we will declare together our faith, the same faith that His Royal Highness had, as we say the creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And we now bring before our God our prayers of intercession. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name for all that you have given us in and through the life of Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. We give you thanks for his long and full life, for his strength of character, for his devotion and service to family, nation, and commonwealth. We praise you for his generosity, the many contributions he made to our national life, and the encouragement he gave to so many, especially the young. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Father, we do lift our will to you, thanking you for what his Royal Highness has done around the world. We lift you those who are on mission to share your faith, thanking you for them, asking for your protection upon them. We lift to you the areas of our world which are in conflict. praying that your Holy Spirit will intervene, that you will turn the hearts of those who would propagate war. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift to you our country, and again thank you for all His Royal Highness did in this country. We particularly lift to you the Duke of Edinburgh scheme, thanking you for all the young people that have been reached through that. We pray for that going forward it will go from strength to strength. We pray for those young people who will be going into the scheme this year, that they will learn much and gain wisdom. We lift to you our government as they seek to continue to bring us forward out of this pandemic. We thank you for the NHS and all that serve on the front line in other areas, praying for your protection upon those who need your protection, praying for your wisdom on us as we seek to move forward. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we lift to you, Bedhampton, praying for our wisdom as we seek to return to our church buildings, that we might serve your people here. We pray particularly for young people and children, Lord, that you might guide us how we may best serve them, that they may know life and life to the full in Jesus. We lift to you all of those in our family here who would not feel confident to return to the church buildings quite yet. Pray that they will engage with your Holy Spirit. Pray that they would know they are loved by you and by us. Lord, we lift to you all who need your healing power, thanking you for the healing power you have given them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we lift to you Rob Mackay and family as we lay to rest today, Diane. We pray that Rob and family will know peace, and we thank you for Diane's life. We lift to you the friends and family of Olive. Thank you for Olive's time in our family here. And we lift to you others who need your healing power, who mourn the loss of loved ones. May we know the joy that is knowing you. May we know the peace that is knowing you. May we trust our loved ones to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we lift ourselves to you, Lord. Our hearts are at times in pain. And other times, we jump for joy at your love. The two can be in conflict and yet can be so close to one another. We pray for all our needs to be met. We pray for our discipleship in Jesus to grow. We pray that we will trust you. God of mercy, entrusting into your hands all that you have made and rejoicing in our communion with all your faithful people, we make our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. As we come to that moment where we share the peace together, bring to mind those that you are missing. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The peace of the risen Lord be always with you, and also with you. As I prepare the communion table, we will now worship with the Lord of sea and sky.
Of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save.
I who made the stars of night, I will make the darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I save?
Beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy word, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the same way that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Praise to you, Lord Jesus, dying you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And so, as our Saviour taught us, we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one body. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. And so, friends, draw near with faith and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your heart by faith, with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. The body of Christ, broken for all God's people. The blood of Christ, shed for all God's people. As we continue our communion and give thanks for His Royal Highness, our last hymn is The Lord's My Shepherd. Church on earth is a sign of your heavenly peace, an image of the new and eternal Jerusalem. Grant to us in the days of our pilgrimage that, fed with the living bread of heaven and united in the body of your Son, we may be the temple of your presence, the place of your glory on earth, and a sign of your peace in the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we continue to give thanks together as we serve. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home.
dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let me encourage you to continue to pray for Her Royal Highness and the family, and indeed all those who will miss His Royal Highness. But for now, as we go, the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ.